Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. You know, I'm a vegetable beef snob. Vegetable beef soup. Yeah, I'm a snob. I never order or eat anybody's vegetable beef soup except my own, because I think it's truly the best. And the reason I think mine is so good is I always use short ribs to make my stock with. There's a lot of bone in short ribs, and that's gonna produce a lot of marrow. And you cook that down, cook those bones down, and let that marrow, you know, just slowly seep out of it. And the short ribs themselves are gonna wind up so tender. Like, tender is your mother-in-law's love. That's a bad example, because I don't think my mother-in-law loved me. But that's all right. Now that I'm a mother-in-law today, I make sure I love my in-laws. So anyway, I want to share with y'all how I make my vegetable beef soup, because it is out of this world delicious. Hey y'all, come on in. I've got a wonderful recipe that I wanna share with y'all today. And in my very first cookbook, Savannah Country Cookbook, I did not put my vegetable beef soup recipe in there because I thought it's so many ingredients. I don't know that people would enjoy making it while I'm walking you through it. I'm gonna measure everything out, and this is gonna go in the Lady and Sons 2 cookbook. So you can find it there, and you can also find it in Kitchen Classics. What I love about this soup, and I know many of you girls are like me with grandchildren, you don't ever know how many people are gonna be in at mealtime. So I love making this. I've got a great big pot that'll feed a lot of people. And to me, it's the best vegetable beef soup, hands down, in the whole world. So I will share with y'all what the secret ingredient to the best vegetable beef soup is. And that's the short ribs. Now, I know you've been to the grocery store and seen those chunks of meat already cut up. I never use anything like that because that meat is usually very tough and tasteless. But these short ribs all have bones in them, and they have enough fat on them that they're gonna render an exquisite, strong beef taste. And today, since I'm doing this on my cooking show, I wanted to make it quick. So I'm gonna use my pressure cooker. Talking about pressure cookers, all you seasoned cooks out there that have used a pressure cooker over the years, I want y'all to help me join forces and teach the younger generation the value of a pressure cooker. Because once you use it, you'll wonder how in the world you ever did without it. The old-timey ones that work on top of the stove, I understand that made me nervous too. And with my pressure cooker, I wanted all the fear taken out. And sometimes it's very, very hard. You have to get that top just right on a stove top. But on this one, it's got the lines. You put it on open and you close and you just walk away. You never have to worry about it exploding. And like I said, I wanted to show y'all how quickly I can make this wonderful pot of soup using this pressure cooker. Now, I'm gonna start by putting my short ribs into my pressure cooker. And I'm gonna add some of my vegetables, like almost like a trinity, you know, that you want to flavor your soup. I'm gonna go ahead and add my celery, my carrots, my onions, and my seasoning. And I love using the top part of the celery where the leaves are, because that just adds interest to the soup. So in goes my celery. And I always have the hardest time, y'all. I'll think, Well, I'm going to make a pot like half the size that I normally make. And I always wind up with my largest pot all the way to the brim. So it looks like I'm going to have that same problem today. Another thing I want to share with y'all, in case you've never used it, is instead of bouillon cubes, I use a wet base. And this just is going to add so much flavor to this pot. All right, now the next thing I'm going to add is some garlic powder, not garlic salt. And to me, what makes this soup so good is I realized over the years, I really like the flavor that Italian seasonings bring to it. So this is just a blend of Italian seasonings. I'm going to put some salt and some pepper. And I like to use crushed tomatoes. Crushed tomatoes are kind of a cross between a diced tomato and tomato sauce. So I love the fact that it's a little bit more blended together, I guess you'll say. Okay, so in that goes. Now I'm gonna add just plain old water to this. On a pressure cooker, you have a line on your bowl of your machine that tells you do not pass that line. So we want to make sure that we don't go past that fill line. Normally, when I cook in my pressure cooker, I don't add much liquid, just enough to cook whatever I'm cooking. But because this is a liquid dish, you know, I filled it more than I normally would. So all I'm gonna do is put my lid on. I'm gonna match up the arrows, the arrow to open and then close. And that's it. And now I'm gonna set the timer for about 20 or 25 minutes. We're gonna come back. We're gonna check on our short ribs. We're gonna remove the bone and cut up the meat. And then we're gonna add all these vegetables and then we'll give it like 10 minutes more. Welcome back, y'all. Our 20 minutes is up on our pressure cooker, so I'm going to release the steam and take it out of the pressure. And we're going to see how they look. Chattanooga choo-choo. So all I have to do to release the pressure is just hold the button down. And it does look like a train, doesn't it? You know, if you were gonna make your own stock from scratch, you'd definitely wanna throw some short ribs in there because it's the flavor that you get from the bone marrow. So you gotta have bones to make a good stock. I wanna tell y'all a funny story I heard not long ago, and somebody came up and told me a story about either their grandmother or their mother had passed away. So they went into the kitchen to kind of redo everything. And while they were working on the ceiling, y'all, they said that they found 23 of the little things that sits on top of the stovetop pressure cooker. They found 23 embedded in that lady's ceiling. I just about died laughing when they told me that story. 23. All right, I've mashed the button. Nothing's coming out, so just that easily. And you always want to open it away from you. Oh, great granny's alive. Look at this. These are beautiful. And I'm taking them out because I'm going to take the meat off the bone, cut the meat up, and then add it back to my soup. And it's amazing just how much meat is on these short ribs. Oh my goodness. All right, so now I've got to taste my stock and correct my seasonings. I'm gonna put a little bit more salt in there, a little bit more pepper. And you know what I forgot to put in? I forgot to put in Worcestershire sauce. So just a little bit of that to give it a little kick. So the fun part to me about making vegetable soup is you put your favorite vegetables in it. You don't have to put these. It's just what I choose to put in mine. And that's the green beans, and I always use a canned, y'all, because they are consistent. I've got my butter, my baby lima beans, my silver queen corn, my black-eyed peas with snaps, fresh red potato cubed up, and this beautiful flash-frozen fresh okra. I buy it already sliced up. But to me, the favorite ingredient in this soup is this elbow macaroni. And normally I cook it in my stock, but since I'm doing it in the pressure cooker today, I decided to go ahead and cook this off on the side so I don't have to worry about it. All right, so I'm gonna start by adding my beans, and I'm gonna have to be very, very careful that I don't make this too thick because I like a lot of liquid in my soup. Some people like real chunky soup. All right, now I think I'm gonna put all that corn in there because my kids just love corn. All right, I'm gonna put the black-eyed peas. Now I'm gonna add my baby limas and I'm gonna stir this up to see how much room I have for other stuff. Look at that. Oh, you know what else I forgot? Great time of day. You know, that's why it's hard trying to teach somebody how to make soup. There's so many ingredients. I always put bay leaf in mine. So I'll just put it in now because these are gonna go back under pressure. So I'm just gonna add my bay leaves now. I added a little extra thyme too. And I think I may add some celery seeds. I love celery seeds in my soup. Like I said, I just love the looks of the celery seed. So let's see, I've got to add my potato and okra. Oh my goodness. I love okra any way I can get it. Of course, down south, we love it fried, but I love to just boil the whole pods and then drain it and put a little butter on it, a little salt and pepper. And oh gosh, I just love eating it that way. All right, so now I'm gonna add my yummy ingredient, and that's the pasta. So I'm gonna add some garlic salt this go around. Now that's the amazing part about making soup. You can correct all your seasonings. You know, if it doesn't have the flavor that you want, just at the last minute, just correct everything. Oh my gosh, it's getting good, y'all. It's getting good. I think I'm gonna add a few more black-eyed peas. Okay, I'll add the rest. And now, we're gonna put the top back on, y'all. And I'm gonna cook this for another 10 minutes. And all those vegetables will be beautiful and tender. And while that's cooking, I'm gonna remove the bone and the fat, and I'm gonna cut up these wonderful short ribs and put them back in the pot. And we're gonna have soup. It's soup, y'all. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Okay, y'all. Soup is ready now. I got my meat cut up. You can see I took it off the bone. I removed the fat, and so it's ready to just be dropped in the pot. because the vegetables should be ready now. And you saw I forgot my Worcestershire sauce, I forgot a bay leaf. So it didn't matter though, because it was gonna cook 10 more minutes under pressure. So I'll still get my flavor, even though I forgot it on the first round. So it really made it quick today, y'all, because I decided to cook the soup in my pressure cooker rather than on top of the stove for several different reasons. It saves time, money, and nutrients, and I like all three of those. So I started with four beef short ribs, and I cooked those for 15 or 20, maybe 20 minutes. Along with my tomatoes, my salt, my pepper, celery, carrots, almost like a trinity that I wanted those flavors, you know, to be in my soup. And cooked that for 20 minutes. And then I took my short ribs out and added all my vegetables and cooked it for another 10 minutes. So I'm fixing to reveal what the soup is gonna look like. All I have to do now is just add my beef to my vegetables. Normally, y'all, when I make vegetable beef soup, it takes me like 4 to 5 hours on top of the stove. But it's taken maybe an hour and a half all total to make it my pressure cooker. I've got some French bread that I'm gonna serve along with the soup. And I've also got over here, y'all, I've got some flour tortilla shells, and I'm gonna throw those in the deep fryer, pull them out, and then salt them so the crew can dunk those in their soup. And that'll be so good, that crunch in that soup, yum. I want y'all to know, when I cook something, it gets eaten. As soon as we get through shooting the show, the crew sits down and enjoys whatever I've cooked. So we've worked up a good appetite for them this show, hadn't we? And you know, the weather is starting to cool down a little bit now and getting a little nip in the air, and there's nothing better than a good old pot of hearty soup to feed the soul as well as the belly. Okay, I think we're empty, y'all. So I'm gonna turn this to open. I'm gonna raise it away from my face and let all that hot steam out. And look at this wonderful finished product. Now, I think the consistency is perfect because I like a lot of juice, because usually I serve bread alongside for dunking. I'll make grilled pimento cheese sandwich for dipping, or corn muffins, so I just like having all that broth. And in goes the secret to the best pot of vegetable beef soup you've ever eaten. Look at that, yummy. All right. Well, crew, it's finally time to eat. Seemed like it took a long time, doesn't it? But it really didn't take very long at all. But look at there. And I love to put it down in there and let it soak up all that rich broth. I think while I let that cool a minute, y'all, I've got my deep fryer turned on. So I think I'm gonna go ahead, let that cool for a second, and then I'm just gonna drop my flour tortillas down here and let them start cooking. And maybe by the time I get through with this, I'll be able to eat my soup. How about it? All right, and to fry my tortilla shells, you wanna just keep them moving. And these are so much better than store-bought, y'all. Max, Gus. What are y'all doing? I'm gonna give you some of that short rib, okay? And I found that different brands of tortilla shells will cook differently, y'all. Some will get real brown real quick, And these are the brand that is a little slow in getting brown. Oh my gosh, you coat these in salt and they are so good. Now I'm gonna turn these loose in my fryer to make sure they all get good and crispy. And then I'm gonna take my spider. And I wanna get those salty before they dry out. All right, so hopefully my soup is cool enough now that I can taste it. Oh my goodness, do I have a place for you? It's still really hot. And so are these. Oh, I hear it frying in there. I hear that tortilla shell frying. Now y'all know this is hot when your tortilla shell continues to fry in the soup. Oh my goodness, y'all. So I know you can probably find this on the computer or a tablet or something, but it's in The Lady and Sons 2 and Kitchen Classics cookbook. And I did this up for my little brother, Bubba. Oh my goodness, I forgot to tell him about frying the tortilla chips, so. So when there gets a little nip in the air, y'all, and you never know who you gotta feed, make a pot of this soup and you won't be able to get rid of nobody. And for goodness sakes, don't forget the power of the pressure cooker. It'll change your life. Thank y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Love and best dishes. So y'all, the day I formulated this recipe, my brother called and said, can you tell me how to make vegetable beef soup? And I said, yeah, I've been needing to formulate it anyway. So I formulated it and it is in my second cookbook. And the ingredients are this long, but don't be scared because most of it's Italian seasoning or seasoned salt or something like that. So don't be scared by it at all. And I think one of the reasons my pot of soup is so good, I put elbow macaroni in it. And when you bite into that, just kind of squishes in your mouth and it just feels good and it tastes good and there's nothing like it. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to make a pot of vegetable beef soup today. I'm starving, y'all. Try that recipe. You're going to love it. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.